The latest meeting of the Joint Select Committee examining the Child Protection Bill in Barbados has heard some concerns that the legislation could open the door for Barbadian children to be exposed to transgenderization, a charge rejected by the acting chief parliamentary counsel, Sean Rain-Bell. Attorney at law, Davina Maynard-Holligan, of the local Christian charity Family Faith Freedom Barbados, was concerned about the extent to which the treaties that Barbados has signed on to and case law from elsewhere will have a bearing on how local courts interpret the legislation.
Case law in some of these jurisdictions are starting to construe these terms different from how we have known them. For instance, the case where emotional abuse is seen as a parent disagreeing with a child's stance on gender, on his or her gender. So case law from jurisdictions which are highly persuasive are changing their understanding of these concepts, one, and two, convention, as we have ratified it in 1992 when various years, and what it meant then is not necessarily what it means now. Now, the word may not have changed, but before, where equality meant X, equality now means X minus 2 plus 16. The meanings of the words have changed, and this is seen in these various reports and documents which are issued by these treaty bodies. What am I saying? I am saying when we look at convention, whereas I grew up thinking convention is beautiful, UN convention, there is no law as wonderful as the Human Rights Declaration. I can no longer say I have that view. Because what it meant in 1992, where we all stood for freedoms and joint rights, we have swiftly been pulling away from that. And I encourage you to go and look at the reports being issued from treaty bodies, if you are not already aware. I'm not saying you are not, but I encourage you to, because you see in these reports statements and definitions of things that are very far from what we have come to know and understand. And these treaty reports are like journals. You are not a doctor without being in tune with the medical journals. You are not a lawyer without knowing case law and being in tune with the journals. They inform your interpretation. And they will come back here when we look at statute and we see emotional abuse, lovely word, but what does it mean? Let's go to the treaty, let's go to the journal, let's go to the report, let's go to the case law. The interpretation given by places and jurisdictions and convention bodies that we look to and we respect, these things are changing rapidly. They are not what they once meant. They no longer mean these things.
The attorney went on to say this.
Our definitions are too wide. So then the court can, according to the particular justice and his or her interpretation, bring to Barbados interpretations such as what has been seen in the case of WM.
And she went further.
To say a few more things, because you spoke about a few things. So the original grievance of the definitions in Section 2 being too wide comes back up here. Because then when I go to Section 5 to say, these are the grounds on which I can say that a child is in need of care and control, then there is a plethora of interpretations now that can be entered for what is physical or emotional harm. The words harm, the words danger have not been defined. And CPC, I hear you that we would look at the dictionary, but we will not only look at the dictionary. We will also look to the same case law where these words are being given different meanings. We will also look to the same conventions and the reports and so forth where these words are being interpreted differently than we have known them for decades to mean. So we are opening the floodgates here in Barbados unless we tighten up our definitions so that we say this is what you may mean, but this is what we mean. We need to be very clear.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.